My name is Norali Hernandez, and I'm with Lamar Unidos, which is part of the region of the South.
What is the reality for immigrants in that geographic region, you know, Pueblo, Colorado Springs, that whole southern Colorado region?
We're more toward the southeast. We are part of the South. Where we are, it's more rural area. We do have a lot of Hispanics in our area, and it's because of our agricultural environment down there.
And are there any specific issues that you're trying to work with those immigrants that you see the immigrants are facing that are very specific to that region?
Right now, basically what we've concentrated on was the SB 251, which is a license. We've tried to get everybody in our area eligible or that can become eligible to get a driver's license, just because a lot of them are, like I said, agricultural workers, so they have to travel from town to out in the country or have to drive trucks and stuff like that. So that's basically what we concentrated on mostly. We also did a little run about the DACA, and we did get a lot of the Dreamers to sign up, and we were able to help a lot of them in our area.
I've heard that despite the fact that there was legislation passed to make driver's license more accessible, there are just no offices available for people to go. And if there is an office, it's got very limited opening times. I mean, what are some of the stories you're hearing?
That is correct. There's three offices in the whole state of Colorado. In Lamar, where we are, it's in the southeast corner. So our closest office is Colorado Springs in Denver, which is a 4-hour drive either way. Grand Junction is about an 8-hour drive for our people. We have people that are from Bucket County, which is 50 miles south of Lamar, and of course their drive is a little longer. License appointments are very limited. Right now we are 3 months out. Eventually our appointments that we're scheduling right now are for the end of October. So our process is we're trying to get everybody ready with their documentation, with the requirements that they are needing. So during the time that their appointment comes up, they are able to go and obtain that appointment on their first try, so they don't have to repeat it.
What impact does it have on people when they don't have a driver's license, particularly living in those rural areas?
In our areas, since we are a small community, everybody knows everybody. Okay, so when you don't have a driver's license, your risk of being pulled over or stopped by a police officer are higher than in the bigger cities, because of the traffic. Everybody knows where they live, everybody knows what they drive. So I think it's very important for everybody to have a driver's license, just because you don't want to suffer that risk, taking your kids to school and being pulled over and you're not going to be able to drive. The first time, you know, and I do have to be thankful for that in our area. The first time, sometimes you get a warning, you know, or a ticket for no driver's license. But if it's your second or third time, then you can be arrested.
And there are often concerns, I know, with immigrant communities that when there is an interaction with law enforcement, that could lead to an interaction with federal immigration agencies. I mean, is that a major concern?
That is completely the concern. What happens in our area is you if you get arrested, there is a ICE, I don't know what they call it, scan or whatever that they do, that by 6 o'clock in the morning, if you're not out by bail, you are detained. And you have to be detained until ICE comes and takes you to another facility. So that is very important to us because, like I said, we don't want anybody being arrested for the issue of not having a driver's license.
Have you had many raids or deportations in that area?
You know, we have not. And I think it's because we kind of know the process already. So if somebody does get pulled over, if somebody does get arrested, we actually do move rather quickly to avoid that situation. We do have a couple of bail bonds down there that are Hispanic or know the situation of these people that were very flexible on working with us. So I think that's helped a lot in our not having so many deportations in our area.
And what about actual raids of, you know, big facilities? I know that that's often a major issue, maybe in more larger urban areas, but is that something you've experienced?
I think it's more in the larger area. In our area, like I said, a lot of the jobs are employed, the people are employed are agricultural, so it's not as common as in the bigger cities, because they have more, you know, factories or bigger companies with a lot of people. In our area, we have a couple of companies that, very few that have more than 100 employees at one time. So that, I think that's probably why. The last one that I've heard of was probably about 3-4 years ago. And they did come, and the reason they came was because there was an actual, order, or basically that they were looking for somebody. And because of that somebody that they were looking for, it eventually turned out to be a few more people added on. So
that is a major agricultural area where you live. I mean, so what would the economy be like there if there weren't the migrant workers there to work in the fields?
We would be in big trouble. Yeah, because we, in our area, that's all we really have as far as an employment is concerned. Of course, we have the small businesses, you know, hospitals, restaurants, hotels and stuff. But as for employment, a lot of people work in hog farms, feedlots, out in the fields with wheat, corn, stuff like that. So it's a lot of agricultural stuff instead of factory work.
And do you get seasonal migrants coming in, or is it really year-round people who live there permanently?
We do get some seasonal. Our seasonal workers are more towards Rocky Ford, and we used to have some in Grenada, which is 20 miles east of Lamar. But last year, 2 years ago, there was a big lawsuit with the cantaloupe and watermelon, and that is the one that stopped them from coming completely. Jensen Grassmix went ahead and closed completely their farming and stuff. So now we don't have the seasonal workers in our area particularly, but they are still in Rocky Ford.